Yo, what's poppin'? Smith Express. We just knocked down a shitload of interviews and shit. Big up to everybody that stopped by. You know what I'm saying? That locked in, that tuned in. You feel me? Got my co-host with me, Nothing Man. He tired of shit.
Damn, fuck. He really put me on the spot, y'all. Hey, this Nothing Man. I've been making moves all day, doing the thing with the Smith Express show and shit, man. Like, man, we out here. Chicago Heights pulled up in the drive-thru right now. Yo, I took a little nap and shit, closed my eyes because this line long as hell and this fucking bum motherfucker come to the fucking side of the window talking about, excuse me, you want to buy a cheeseburger? Motherfucker!
I swear to God,
damn near gave me a fucking heart attack. I was about to pull that thing out on his ass. Like, dude, get the fuck away from the car.
And he ain't talking about his dick.
Talking about some goddamn, do I want to buy a burger? Dude, we in a fucking parking lot about to order and shit.
You feel me? Hey, for, I don't know what the fuck for was trying to sell us some dumb shit.
I got these cheeseburgers, man. The fuck?
I swear to God, G. But now, hey, look, let me ask you these questions, G.
What's up?
You take a bitch out to eat, right, on a date.
Yeah.
Do you got the right to tell her what side of the menu to order from?
You got all the right in the world to. If you don't want pain.
Oh, me, G. I definitely agree, G. Hey, bitch. We're looking at them steaks.
Hey, you see the part with the little crayon colored around it? That's where you can order from.
I swear to God, dumb bitch. Now, hey, look, another thing is, if a bitch can't read out loud, she having trouble reading the menu, you gonna leave her there or no? You gonna help her read?
Hell no, I ain't gonna help her read. I'm gonna fucking tell her the wrong shit. I'll help her read, but I'm gonna tell her the wrong shit.
I swear to God.
I'm gonna tell her it was the best of times, it was the worst of times. Goodbye. Shit. No, fuck.
Stupid, dude. Hey.
I'm gonna tell her the wrong story.
Shout out to these thotties.
Thotterotties.
Real shit. So, hey, look, you got a bitch naked. What's the first thing you grabbing? I'm sucking titties first thing I'm going for.
I'm eating ass. The fuck? I'm going straight for the ass. I'm gonna bend that bitch over and eat her ass and call it goddamn it Kobayashi. The fuck?
Hey, if you was to use something like any condiments during sex, what would you use?
God damn it, A1 steak sauce.
On the cooch?
That shit gonna taste like steak.
Hell, not all bitches shit taste like to steak, G.
You gotta find the right bitch. Some bitches is fucking hamburger helper. Some bitches that's flaming on. Say, I want the flaming on.
G, nah, fuck it. What he doing?
And this old Suge Knight truck driving ass motherfucker trying to. Hey,
G.
Y'all, we about to pull up in this drive through.
On the drive through, G. Hold on, let me pay for this menu, this order. I said this menu. Give me 1 second.
Shout out to Nick's guy, Rose.
All right. We just ordered a rib tip meal. You feel me? You know how to do.
They ugly as hell up in this fucking parking lot, too, man.
Now, that shit crazy. Were you right next to Jimmy's?
Jimmy's Strip Club. If y'all been out here, y'all know about it.
Big up to Jimmy Slimmy.
Y'all know what go down in Jimmy's.
On me.
Hey, they get down. You ever been up in there?
Nah, them bitches, bro, them bitches burning.
They probably are, man, but shit, they get down.
Nah, I ain't never. Nosy as hell. What y'all say about Jimmy?
What y'all say about Jimmy?
My auntie worked there, I swear to God. Little nasty neck.
Thank you. Thank you.
Alright. Damn, that was quick.
Her auntie work at Jimmy. She probably got an old ass stripper name like Sweet Sapphire or some shit.
I swear to God.
Coming to the stage, Sweet Sapphire.
Whole titties be out. Nasty ass thought.
Bitch be stripping to the goddamn Mae Young song and shit.
Damn. Hey, low key, hey, Jimmy's logo never changed. It's been like
it
that.
It never changed, but they remodeling right now. This place look ugly as hell right now because they gutting it out. But damn. Yeah, they ain't never gonna change the sign. They took restaurant off that shit because goddamn, no we were 12 years old. We walked up in that motherfucking shit. We knew what the fuck it was, but we walked in there just to be ignorant. Our whole argument was, well, the sign says restaurant, goddamn. It ain't no restaurant. Goddamn titty bar.
Them titties. You gotta. Hey, titties is important. I can't suck. I can't smash something that ain't got titties.
You know what? I like something like. I like all types of size of women. I love the BBWs. I love the thick women, but I love like. Them smaller bitches too with the little titties and shit, but with ass.
Titties matters, G. titties matter.
To me, it depends on how the woman carries it.
Oh yeah, true. A bitch be folding her titties.
Some bitches with some little titties, but then they got some nice ass, and they just nice and good to look at. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, to me, I think titties is more important than ass. That's fact. I'm sucking. I could suck titties.
I'm on a girl with everything. I'm out the whole damn mountain. Shit.
Damn. I swear to God.
What's I want to conquer them, something, goddamn. I want
some of them BBWs be one position shorty.
Hey, yeah, that's true. And you know what? That's what I say. Some skinny bitches take dick way better than thick bitch dick. Goddamn, thick bitch be making faces and shit looking like fucking baby shitting in a diaper and shit.
I swear to God,
then let a fucking skinny bitch ride you and shit. She gonna kill your shit. Like, come on, you fat soup eating motherfucker.
I swear to God, them little bitches. Like, I ain't even gonna stunt. Like, when I'm I like making love and shit. I like being on top. I like, you know what I'm saying, nibbling. And I like gently kissing and all that. I like mind fucking.
Yeah. I like to mind fucking first. And when I got them, that's when I do all that wild shit. I like experimenting shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, hell, you ever try role play with a bitch? You ever try any of that type of shit?
Nah, that shit, you gotta get straight to the point. Fuck a lingerie, fuck that lingerie shit.
I like to have fun.
Hell no, all that lingerie shit, that shit too expensive. I see, alright, take it off. If you don't take it off in due time, I'm gonna leave your goof out.
I know how to do decorations. I know how to do the little pentagram, the 5-point star around their titties.
You trying to game bang on a bitch.
Yeah. It's fucking shit. Posey act, motherfucker. Almighty don't like nobody.
I swear to God, snap. Man, JD, these bitches, titties be ass. But no, titties and everything. But hey, but there's no such thing as a bitch having some ugly titties, though.
Hey, I done seen a bitch fucking had titties look like goddamn banana peels.
Hey, real shit, fucking. Hey, but them asses, though, not all bitches' asses be looking pretty either.
And bitches' ass be looking like goddamn fucking loaves of bread that been smashed and shit the grocery cart.
Boy, them girdles be helping them bitches.
Them bitches be stomping, boy.
I swear to God, I hate when them bitches be looking like dinosaurs. Like, their ass be having a dinosaur texture. Them
bitches be looking like she got a fucking
zits. They got zits.
Diaper
and crates.
In her ass and shit. Trying to fucking take pictures, talking about period. And the fucking ass is supposed to look like a pee and shit. Bitch, you look like you on your period. What the fuck?
I swear to God. Them bitches out here be doing
too much, man.
I can't read for a minute. I can't read out loud for to say they like.
Can't read shit. And then be like, today, Junior.
I saw that guy, yeah. But hey, you know what I'm saying? I just had to ask you a few questions. You feel me?
And we're going to get more questions in on the Smith Show.
If you got any questions, let me know. You know what I'm saying? If you got info for any of us, we're gonna definitely tune in and shit.
Yeah, definitely. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Smith for making these moves happen and shit, man.
For sure. Next week, no, you know what? I know I got a couple more South Africa people.
Smith got a contest coming out. Y'all can win a date with Smith. He gonna make y'all buy something off the dollar menu, but it's a date with Smith, goddamn.
I swear to God, yeah. And you get dicked down.
It's a sweepstakes in this motherfucker. You better win.
I swear to God, you get the dick. Nah, I don't know.
And Netto Man will tickle your feet.
I swear to God.
I'll tickle the runner-up's feet. Fuck it. In second place.
I swear to God, you take them bitches trick-or-treating.
Oh, yeah. Halloween coming up. But y'all bitches got to dress whatever I tell y'all. So,
I swear to God.
If I dress like fucking Sticky Fingers, the bitch got to dress like Fredro or some shit. I'm going to take a trick-or-treating. I'm going to leave it right at the doorstep.
You snap. But, hey, real shit, lingerie is over-exaggerated.
You think so?
Yeah, because as soon as I see it, you taking that shit off.
Well, when you think about it, yeah. Because, the whole purpose is to fuck anyway. Some men just want to enjoy the view. But, I mean, end of the day, that shit going to end up on
the floor. I ain't got time. Right, you finna take it off anyway. Take it off, bitch. Bye.
Right. Bitch come out in a whole maid outfit. Like, why? You ain't going to clean my house. Shit just going to be on the floor and make more of a mess.
Right, I'm going to ski all over you.
Oh, damn. I done skied all over this bitch one time, man. She told me not anywhere I want. I pulled out and went everywhere. It shot up in the eye and the nose.
I said, don't get in my hair.
I smell your kids. Yeah. Smell good. They smell like Izzy Miyagi. The fuck?
I swear to God, yeah. I didn't know that fucking, At first, like, one of my first times skiing in a bitch, I ain't know her shit was going to be with that red.
This bitch got mad. I did that shit.
Well, them bitches out here be wild. Those are the early days, though.
Skiing the bitch hair. They don't really don't like that shit.
Yeah. I heard that shit get a hair protein.
Yeah, keep that shit strong.
I don't know.
Pantene Pro B up in this motherfucker.
The head and shoulders.
Damn it, fucking protect fucking split ends and shit up in this motherfucker. Maybe it's Maybelline.
I think Maybelline is makeup, yeah.
Well, yeah, I put some fucking makeup on her face, too, and then maybe it will be Maybelline, maybe it won't. Maybe it'll just be nut.
I swear to God, dude. But, hey, this has been a dope day. I think this is the most interviews we ever did in one day.
Yeah, we done did a lot for y'all. I hope y'all appreciate this shit. This the motherfucking thanks we get. Shit.
You stupid. Bro, shit, it's always love, though.
Hey, this is an exclusive here, though. You know, one-on-one, Smith and Neto, man. You know, usually we doing the interviews, man. Been a hell of a little run and shit we've been doing so far.
Yeah, 2.5 weeks.
We only like 2.5 weeks into it, and hey, we deep in these interviews, man. Check us out on Spotify if you haven't. iHeartRadio. What else
Apple,
we got? What
Apple Podcast.
Apple Podcast.
TuneIn Radio.
More platforms coming up.
Oh, yeah, it'll be Pandora in, like, 2 weeks. I'll probably say no more than 2 weeks.
Yep. So soon y'all going to catch us everywhere, even on the YouTube and all that shit. On this shit live.
Hey, the only thing that I don't fuck with, you, like I said, YouTube is dope, but, you know what I'm saying? Like, I like where, you know what I'm saying? Like, where people actually tune in. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, well, we've been doing it the way we've been doing it because of the pandemic and all that shit. You feel me?
Yeah.
True. Like, well, probably once the pandemic is over with, then we're going to go to YouTube and get the live videos and everything.
Man, we're going to make that happen for y'all, man. You got to fucking get through these times, though, with this fucking COVID-19 bullshit, man.
I swear to God.
Shit, I had the shit, bro. I had the COVID. Fucking, man.
That's crazy.
For a whole month. Well, shit, I was out of work for a whole month, man. I was sick. And, man, it's crazy because you feel that shit. Like, you sweat. They took me to the hospital. Fucking, they tried giving me a bill. I'm like, I ain't paying for that shit. What the fuck?
I swear to God. Man,
like, shit. No, I stood home and I fucking sweated that shit out, man. Extra clothes, extra sweaters and shit under the bed in the middle of the summer. Sweated that shit out. Took me a whole week and a half to get better and shit. And then I had to quarantine after that. But yeah, like, it gives you time to sit there and think and create and shit, too. You know, all that time off I had, I was creating this shit and beginning the process of me recreating after taking, like, 5 years off this rap shit. So, yeah, I mean, look, back at it with y'all. Smith Express out here working on music, too. So, yeah, I mean, now that gave me time to think. That gave me time to, like, get peace of mind, so I'm using it, and hey, it ain't been steering me wrong since, because I'm still going with it. So hey, we're gonna keep eating, we're gonna keep surviving through these times.
Real shit, you know what I'm saying? I got some shit lined up, but you know what I'm saying? I could speak on it, but I don't really got one to speak.
Never want to speak too soon on things and shit until they happen. I feel you on that.
Let my actions speak louder than my words, yeah.
And we're gonna keep making it happen here on the Smith Express.
For sure, y'all. You heard it here first, Smith Express.
And we're going to do more episodes like these as exclusive, so get at us.
Yeah, if you got any ideas or concepts, let us know. Hit us up.
More titty jokes.
Titties.
More
nut titties.
In your eye. Yeah.
On me, real shit. Hey, that is, you already know what it is, and we out. Yeah.
Strut.
Let's get it.